Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Dalet. We are on page 48. Siman Reish Nun Dalet is Dinei Tavshilin Hamulchanim Mi'er Shabbos Kedei Lihigomer B'Shabbos, the halachas of dishes that are prepared from Erev Shabbos and they're going to be finished up on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Afal Pi Shebosar Chai Mutter Lashoso, even though as we learned in the last Siman that if there's raw meat, you're allowed to do Shehiyah, because it's not going to be ready for the nighttime suda anyway, and we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. So even though raw meat is mutter lahashoso, hani mili bekedera. That's only if the meat is inside a pot and it's on the fire. Aval bitzoli she'etzel ha'esh, but when it comes to a roast that is near the fire, osir lahanicho samach lachashecha, you're not allowed to place the meat over there close to dark, because since it's a roast, it's not in a pot, it cooks quickly, and there we're worried you're going to stoke the coals to get it ready for the nighttime suda. So again, even though we saw in the last siman that basar chai you're allowed to do shihiyah on, that's only when it's a kedera, because you're not going to get ready for tonight anyway, so you won't do chitui, and it'll be ready for tomorrow. But when it comes to a tzli that's by the fire, that's usur to place before Shabbos and leave it there as Shabbos comes in, because that cooks faster, and therefore we worry that you might come to soak the coals to get ready for the nighttime suda. V'hayni mili b'besar shor o'ez. This is talking about the basar of a shor o'ez, tougher, stronger meat. Aval besar gedi v'of. When it comes to meat of a gedi or an oaf, shehem menutachim le'ivarim, that are cut up into pieces, so mutter. Then the shehiyo will be mutter even by a tzli eitzel ha'ish. Why is that? De'lo chashinam l'chitui. Because we're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals in that case. Shehem yechata b'gilcholam yischarich. Because if you're going to stoke the coals, it's going to come to burn. Yischarich ha'basar. She'enu tzarech elo chamimus ha'ish b'lvad. All this roasting needs is a little heat of the fire, so if you're going to stoke the coals, it's going to come to burn it, so therefore we're not worried, and therefore the shehiyah will be mutter. The Rama says in the middle over there, she'im yechata b'gecholam yischarich, pirish, what does it mean yischarich? Yetzim b'geder ha'tzoli v'yikonis b'geder ha'nisraf. It's going to go out from the category of roasted, and it's going to enter the category of being burnt. So that is where we'll stop in the Mechaber for today. Just to summarize what we're saying over here, again, that even though shehiyah is mutter on raw meat, that's only true by a kedera, but when it comes to a roast that you're putting next to a fire, so then shehiyah is not going to be allowed, because since the roasting goes faster, we're worried you might stoke the coals to get ready for tonight's suda. Then the Mechaber said that's only true by tougher meats, by a basar shor o'ez, but when it comes to basar gedi v'of, which are softer meats, if they're cut up into different pieces, it's going to be mutter to do shehiyah, because we're not worried about chitui, because fakert, not only will get ready for the suda tonight, but you're going to burn it if you do the chitui, and therefore we're not worried of shema yechata. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sifkatan, before Sifkatan Aleph, just the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish and Dalet. Ayin bebir alocha she'evenu sugis ha'gemara b'kitzer levar divri ha'machaber v'harav be'ilu shnei ha'si'ifim. Look in the bebir alocha where we brought down the sugya of the Gemara in brief to explain the words of the Mechaber and the Ramah in these two Sifim. Sifkatan Aleph, mutter lashoso, even though we said that raw meat you're allowed to do shehiyah, haynu shemutter liten lechatchila lahashoso, agave kira v'tanur, one is allowed lechatchila to place the dish on top of an oven, a kira or a tanur, afilum enam grufim v'katumim, even if they're not swept out from the coals or the coals are not covered, you're allowed to put it on an open flame. The kevan shuchai, since the meat is raw, mesiach daito mimenu ad lamacher, your mind is off it till tomorrow suda, because it's not going to get ready for tonight anyway, since it's raw. And then the whole night it's able to cook through without you soaking the coals. Like we learned earlier in the beginning of Semen Reishon and Gimel. That's all true when it comes to a kedera. Even if you're roasting your roast inside an oven, and the oven is covered, but it's not sealed, as we'll see further on in this sif. It's not sealed with clay around the edges. Then we're worried that you might reveal the opening, you might open it up, and you're going to stoke over there the coals. So if it's a roast, so then we are more concerned of Shema Yechata, specifically Sifkat and Gimel, if it is a roast, She'etz al Ha'esh. Lapuke tzli kedar. This is coming to exclude a pot roast. Pot roast is a roast, but it's actually in a pot, and it goes ahead and it cooks in its own juices that come out of it. So that would be the same thing as the regular kedera, because that's not considered etzel ha'ish, because there's a pot separating it, and it's being cooked in its own juices. So the Mishabu writes, as if katan gimel, tzli she'etzel ha'ish lafuge tzli kedar. Then it's dino kibik kedera. It has a din of a regular dish in a pot. Umutr la shoso b'chayin, if the meat is raw, you would be allowed to do the shehiya. Gam mieta mechaber b'zeh. Also, by saying eitzel ha'esh, the mechaber is coming to limit the halacha im nosno al gabe ha'esh mamish, a case where you put the roast on the fire mamish. The shoma afilu b'besar gedi aser. Then, even if it was a basar gedi, it's going to be aser. Even though we said over here that a basar gedi is going to be mutter, but if it's on the fire mamish, on the coals, that's going to be aser. Ukid lakamah b'sev beiz ayin shamatam. They will see the reason. Mitzvah shama tomorrow shir. If you're putting it actually on the coals, so you see that you're showing that you don't care that it gets burned, and therefore we have back the problem of shema yichata. So the whole heter of the gedi, that you're not going to stoke the coals to roast the gedi, if the gedi is next to it, you're showing by putting it next to it, you don't want it to burn. But if you put a mamish on the coals, you're showing that you want it to burn, so then we are worried still, shema yichata. So again, the Mechaber said that the heter of doing shehiyah is only by kedera. But when it comes to tzli, that's eitzel ha'esh, so we said it's asr l'anichol samal chashecha. You can't put it there before Shabbos, leave it there on Shabbos, if katan dalid. In lo shiyesh shehus mi b'odyom lios nitzel kokal shiyah mitzamek v'radlo. Unless, of course, it has time before Shabbos that the raw meat is going to get roasted so much that it's already going to be fully roasted, and any more roasting is going to make it get ruined. It's going to be basically fully cooked. So then it will be okay. V'hu l'deya rishona mavur b'reish simen reish and gimel. That's going according to the first shita that we had in the beginning of simen reish and gimel. U'l'deya shniya shaman, according to the second opinion over there that we had. Sagi im nitzlam mibodyom kumacha ben jerusai. It's enough that it's roasted before Shabbos to half cook or a third cook. That's going to be enough to allow the shehiya. But assuming it's not at either of those points, then according to everyone, the shehiya by the roast will be a problem. Sivkatan dalid is going to be aser l'anicho samal chashecha. In lo, we just read that one. Sivkatan hey shem marlis bashel. The reason why by the roast we're more machmir than by the bishul and the kli is because a roast cooks faster. Sivkatan hey shem marlis bashel. Kosu achronim b'sim reishon gimbal. We saw the achronim b'sim reishon gimbal. Din mine kidneyos v'yirokos, types of legumes and vegetables. Ushar dvarim rakim and other soft things. Afilu b'kedera, even in a pot. Mimarim l'is bashel, they cook very quickly. The alkane, and therefore afilu b'chai, even if the stuff is raw that's inside the pot, chashinan behen shem yichata, we're worried that you might stoke the coals, because unlike meat, that if it's raw, it's not going to be ready till tomorrow, if it's vegetables or other soft things that cook fast, we are worried that you might stoke the coals to get it ready for the nighttime sudu, v'ayin l'kamon, b'siv ches, u'bibir alach hasham. Sivkatan vav. So then the Mechaber said that this whole chiluk that we're making between being in a kedera doing bishul or versus doing tzli eitzel ha'esh, that's only the bisar shor ve'ez. Zaktan shabura shehu basar kasha, like we said, that's tougher meat. V'tzarech bishul b'yoser, and it needs a greater cooking. V'chashinam l'chatuyeh, and there we're worried that shema yechata. But when it comes to basar gedi va'ov, sevkatan zayin hainu gedi arach, we're talking about a soft gedi, a soft goat. Shehemenu tachim le'ivar, and the Mechaber said that they were cut up into pieces. Says the Mishabrus of Katan Ches, avalim eino menutach. But if it wasn't cut up into pieces, tzarech bishul kashur ve'ez. And even if it's a gedi, or it's an oaf, it will still need the same type of cooking as a shur ve'ez. And in that case, even if you stoke the coals, it will not burn the meat. V'chashinam v'chatuyeh. And then we are concerned of shema yechata. So the Mechaber again said, Hani mili b'besar shor ve'ez. That's when we said it's going to be aser. Aval besar gedi va'ov shemen utachem le'evarim. We said it's mutter, because you're not going to stoke the coals, it's going to burn. Sivkot and tes, it's mutter. Beinim u'chai l'gamri, whether it is totally raw, ocean is bashal tzas, or it was a little bit cut, ukid l'kamon b'hagob. it's still going to be butter. And the reason we said it is because we're not worried that Shema Yechata, because if you're going to start stoking the coals, it's just going to burn your food. Says the Mishibruas of Katan Yud, Lefi Tamze, according to this reason, Ein Chiluk Bein Im Tzoleu Betano Shepiv Mechusa, there's no difference if the roasting is being done in an oven where the mouth is covered, O Tzoleu Megula Eitzel Ha'esh, or you're roasting it in an open area near the fire, the Alkol Shari, all the cases are going to be mutter, because we're not worried of Shema Yechata. But according to the Yesh Machmir that we'll see later on in the Ramah, Sovrin de Einu Mutter Bigdi Va'Oth, they hold that it's not Mutter when it comes to a Gdi or an Oath. Except in a case where you're roasting it in an oven which is closed, even if it's not sealed over with clay, but at least it's in a closed oven. Then we would say about the gedi va'of that the wind is bad for it, and having the wind come in by opening it up will ruin the roasting, and therefore we are not worried. But this shita holds that if you're roasting it in an open area by the fire, gam b'gdi v'ov chashinan l'chatuyeh, then we're worried even by gdi v'ov that shami yechata, because there is no concern of the wind. Only when it's inside an oven and it's closed, this shita holds there's no problem with shami yechata, because by opening up the oven to stoke the coals, you're going to ruin the dish by having the wind come in, so you're not going to do it. Masha inkem, when it's roasting over an open flame, so then we are worried even by Gdiva Oath of Shema Yechata. We will stop here and continue with the rest of the Sif from Mr. Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.